Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
Alright, man, I'm reloaded! With no gunshots tonight, sick! Welcome to K100 Radio, you understand what I'm saying? I'm your host, Blizzum, you feel me? I want to welcome everybody to the show, K100 Internet Radio. We're going to have a pretty deep discussion that's going on tonight. And let me go ahead and get my background music crunk up. I want to, first of all, I've got a lot of different aspects and facets of the particular show to be talking about tonight. And I just want to say, first of all, before we even get into it, if you're listening to the podcast and you're not going to be able to catch a live show, you're listening to this after the fact. I don't know if you read the name of the show and decided, you know, to not listen to the show or whatever, or be cautious about listening to this show because you think it would be blasphemous in some sort of way. Okay, I want to reassure you that the show definitely is not meant to be blasphemous in any way, shape, or form. I am merely engaging in the conversation about an article that was already written. So that's the first thing that I want to, you know, put everybody up on tonight. Okay, and the second thing is that my normal rhetoric, my normal tone, my normal language and everything may be a little bit slightly altered for this particular program, but that's because I want to, let the people that might be calling in to talk about this topic and this specific topic only, I want to give them a chance to engage in the conversation without feeling like, oh, they want to hurry up and get off the phone because they can't, you know, they can't stand, you know, what I'm saying, or they don't want to hear a lot of foul language or whatever. You feel me? So if you're a long-time listener, you got to know, I'm going to ask you, please, if you're on the line already, I got a couple people on the line already, 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. And if you can, because I've invited the clergy, members that people that I know to be devout Christians in their faith, and I know that they are very conscientious about, let alone calling into my show, but also about me and the use of language on my show. So I'm going to try my best to not use any profanity tonight, okay? And I'm also going to try my best to control the profanity from my other individual callers. Now, once again, for everybody that's tuning in for the first time, this is K100 Internet Radio. I am your host, Blizzum. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm broadcasting live via the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the letter K. The letter K, the number one, and, dash 100, all right? www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Welcome everybody that's viewing me on Ustream. If you're on Ustream, please let me know whether or not you can see my live feed, because I can't see it, but it says that I'm broadcasting. For some reason, I can't see my live feed, but if you're watching me via Ustream, let me know if I'm coming through. Anyway, we are also a MySpace. We're on MySpace. We're on Facebook. And we're also available as a podcast via, we're available as a podcast via iTunes. I can't even see what I don't even know if I'm broadcasting on Ustream right now. I'm trying to get that together as I do this over here, folks. All right. But, what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to open up the phone lines. immediately to anybody that wants to conversate, because I want to make sure that nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, does not get their turn to speak when it comes to this particular episode, okay? That's the very first thing, all right? So, whenever you're on the phone line, 347-934-0966, okay? Please hit the number one on the keypad when it a chance for you to talk, all right? Now, with that being said, I want to go ahead and get into the topic at hand. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on my synopsis or whatever, because basically my synopsis is really based on another article. You feel what I'm saying? And it's an article that was done, it's a story that was done by CNN. Okay? Now everybody knows CNN is one of the, if not the most reputable news station. Now I know CNN has its ups and downs, it's a media conglomerate, and I know that everything that CNN talks about isn't necessarily 100% fact. I understand that, but this particular article that I'm about to load up right here, as soon as I get to, I'm going to open up the article first, and I want to read some excerpts from the article first, okay? Then I'm going to open up the phone lines, all right? And let everybody get their fair chance to give their two cents about this particular topic. Now, this article was done this year, actually, maybe not too long ago. It doesn't say the exact date, but it was published and put up on CNN this month. And hold on a second. It was done this month, and it doesn't say a specific date, so I can't tell you, but it's not even a month old, so it's not something I'm talking about that happened a long time ago. And if you're on CNN, if you haven't read the article and you're listening to the show, please go to my on Facebook, if you're my Facebook friend, or not, just go to CNN and do a search, type in Black Women, Black Church, and it'll basically bring you to the particular page, okay? But it was, they interviewed a couple of doctors, psychiatrists, and also writers to talk about this discussion. And the articles read, "Does the Black Church keep Black women single?" Now, before I even get too deep into this conversation, the first thing I want to add is I particularly don't think that Black churches keep Black women single. I think that Black women who go to church are looking for a certain type of guy. If they regularly visit church and they are Christians and they're highly religious people, I think that they are looking for a type of guy that they have been preached to and taught to in church and read in the Bible that they should be what we call equally yoked with. Now, for those of y'all who might be on the line who are not religious or who didn't grow up in a religious household, I myself didn't grow up in a Christian household. My mother's actually a minister. And so is my stepfather, and my grandfather was a preacher. You know, my grandmother was an avid church goer, went to church all the time. Very active. So I grew up around church, okay? And even if you think that your husband should be spiritually on the same plateau as yourself, okay? That's what being equally yoked means, all right? Now, of course, if you go to church and you're a Black woman, then you're going to feel like your husband needs to meet certain qualifications, okay? Certain qualifications in order to be considered as your husband. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, when I say my synopsis, is this a moralistic, more so question? But I'm less concerned about the moralistic side. Of course, if you're a Christian, you don't want to marry somebody who's a non-Christian, because that's just too much confusion, I guess you could say. You feel me? Just because there's so many things that religion is so, it's such an important part of everybody's life that you can't really just downplay that. I mean, if you're not the same religion, it's going to be hard for you to really have a successful relationship. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just the plain truth of it. If y'all are two different religions, it has happened and it does happen, but it doesn't happen often. So, I'm going to read, I'm going to read my synopsis first about the show. And then I'm going to read excerpts from the article that really, really, really stand out to me. And if you're on the line, I'm going to open up the phone lines and we can go at it, all right? 347-934-0966. If you listen to me out in www.world, that's the number that I want you to call to get to K100 Internet Radio and talk to me tonight. Make sure you hit the number 1 on your keypad. That's 347-934-0966. Now, I'm going to go ahead and jump into my synopsis of this show. And we're going to go ahead and get this thing proceeding, heading in the right direction for some real frank and open discussion, much-needed discussion amongst black people. Now, I had another show topic lined up for today, so someone directed me to this article, and I immediately changed it to the topic because it was such an interesting question. So, like I said, before you call or listen to this podcast or engage in this conversation, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to read the article first. But I will be reading excerpts from it, and then you can pick and choose just in case you're listening via the phone and you don't have the internet, okay? So I will be reading from the actual article about certain points, and I will let you know when I'm quoting excerpts from the article and when I'm just giving my own opinion, all right? So now on to the show, and the question is simple. Do you think that the moralistic stance that black churches have on dating and marriage is keeping more black women single? This article has some riveting data citing such stats like 42% of black women are single today, close to half, close to their white counterparts, and at certain age brackets, it's less than that, like half of that. You feel me? It almost doubles it once you get to the age of 35 and up. All right. It also states that black men are less likely to attend church today. So, if you are a church attending woman and believe that you must be equally yoked, then you have greatly slimmed down your dating pool. That's what one of the people say inside the article. You feel what I'm saying? And so you basically slim your dating pool down real heavy whenever you do that. Whenever you say, you know, you're only going to date men that are in church, all right? Because it says clearly that more men don't go to church nowadays, and it actually has some very good reasons why, and I will actually attack that for all the fellas that's on the line, all right? Because it says something very interesting about why black men don't go to church as much as they used to, and I was like, really? Interesting, okay? So, moving right along, it also says women are looking for the men in church when men don't hang out in church. Is this a question of lowering your morals to meet a mate? It also asks, it also talks of how many women look up to their preachers and hold their men to a standard that must match up to them at the peril of their relationship. Once again, it says how a lot of black women compare their mates or put their mates up against how their black preacher is in their church. And that is very, very interesting. I don't know if that's the case with every woman, but you may find sometimes that black women, you know, if they really have a good preacher, at least in their eyes, then they say, well, you know, they want a husband just like Pastor such and such. You know what I'm saying? And not saying that that's right or wrong if the man is a righteous man, but I'm going to tell you as a man, rule number one, and pay attention, ladies. I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care who your pastor is. I don't care nothing about that. As a man, no man ever, ever, ever wants to be in competition with any man. I don't care who it is. Okay? I don't care who it is. No man wants to feel second seed, wants to feel like he's in competition with or be compared to any other man. I don't care if he is your pastor. I do not care. It is a very cardinal sin. If you are, in fact, doing that, I'm going to need for you to check yourself and really rethink that, because I'm not speaking as a quote-unquote Christian man or any other kind of man. I'm speaking as a black man in general, okay? So I can tell you that would annoy and aggravate me and agitate me to a point where it would make me, I have a problem with that, okay? So I can understand that particular one. Now, of course, you may have women who feel other ways, saying that, well, men need to, you know, if the pastor is a godly man and he's handling his business and he's a good man, he's taking care of his family and he worships God, he loves God, then why shouldn't I want my man to be like him? You can actually think that to yourself. To yourself. Okay? But letting it be known and thinking it and showing it out loud, out in the open to your man, very, 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 very bad idea in my eyes. Okay? All right? And I'm going to finish the synopsis. Okay, now. Let's see, where was I at? Okay, at their own pair. Okay, so It was such a great article. And like I said, please read it first and then call in tonight and we can go at it, because I'm sure this is going to be controversial. And I have so many single female friends on Facebook and MySpace and all these other places that are always talking about men and how they want a man and all that kind of stuff right there. All right? So this is for y'all. This is a conversation for y'all. It's for men too, but it's for y'all. And I would like for y'all to chime in. All right? Now, are the men that don't attend church, you know, so many, like I said, some of my single friends are looking for a good church-going man, but are the ones that don't attend church, does that make them cut out to you? If he does attend church regularly, does that automatically make him a good man? I doubt that. I highly doubt that. That doesn't mean, has absolutely nothing with being a good husband. How about you go to church? But some women seem to think that it does. Thus, we have a lot more single women than we probably should. Okay? Now, please call us tonight with your thoughts, because I know for a fact that this topic hits home with most of you females. And fellas, you too. These are our women, and it's what's on their mind. Let's find a common ground and retake our place by the side of our sisters. So, that's what I wrote in my synopsis of this show. All right? That's basically where I'm going with it. I got one person on the line already, and I guess I'll open up the line. But before I go to the, before I open up the line, let me just pick out a couple of just of the highlights of the article for me, okay? And it's a lot of quotes in the article that, I mean, when I read it, I was like, well, I don't know about that. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. But I do see where the person who was being interviewed was going. Let's see. I guess the lady's name that they're interviewing, you feel me? Patty Davis. She's a African Methodist Episcopal, okay? Methodist Episcopal, that's a branch off of Christianity, a subcategory of Christianity. Of course, you know, if you're into religion and Christianity, can break into different parts, and it's not just, you got different denominations of Christianity, and, you know, it gets complicated, you know, but for the most part, we're talking about the lady that's in this particular article, okay? Now, in the article, she says that Jesus is the number one man in her life, and any man who wants to meet her must seek her through him, which is what you are taught in the church. If you're a woman, a God-fearing woman that goes to church daily, then to say that your man needs to be in tune with Jesus Christ and a church-going man, but it's actually what they teach you in church, right? Problem is, like the article says, there's a vast majority of black men who don't attend church for various reasons that we will get into tonight. Okay? You can cite a lot of reasons, okay? And let me tell you something. I don't go to church regularly like I did when I was growing up. Okay? A lot of people don't understand why I have my own personal reasons. Okay? But that does not mean that I'm an atheist or I don't believe in God. You know, I have a scientific mind. I had a show last night that was actually quite interesting, that if you have never listened to my show and this is your first episode, if you can get past a little bit of the profanity, you can listen to the last night's show. And it'll actually give you a very, very good insight on how I see things. Okay? That being said, like I said, the son of a preacher, and I do believe in God, and I do understand a woman that listens, that reads the Bible and goes to church, where she says, look, the only way through to my heart is a man's heart must be dear to Jesus Christ. That I can understand. The problem with that in our community, in our black community, is she has cut out a large majority and a high probability of her meeting a black male mate. Okay? Now, if I'm not racially, I'm not trying to be racially insensitive or anything like that, but it maybe it's not for her to end up with a black man or whatever. Maybe she needs to end up with a certain type of black man. Okay? We have a lot of other factors that's going to weigh into black women being single than just black men not being in that many black men going to church, or not as many as used to be. Okay? There's a lot, because sometimes a woman can see a black man in church that's single and available, and she will decide, among other reasons, besides his heart could be near and dear to Jesus Christ, but he also could be 300 pounds and very unattractive to her, and that may be another reason why she doesn't give him a time of day, okay? There are various different reasons. That will not be the only single reason that a woman that goes to church that sees a black man in church and does not get with him in a romantic way. There are various different reasons, okay? There are other things, because just because you go to church, a woman could be more concerned with your financial situation. For instance, if you go to church every Sunday and you're in the choir, but you're unemployed and live with your mom, there are some black women who will see not the fact of how much you're dedicated to God, but they will see the fact that you don't have your own house and car or a job. Okay? Bills got to be paid. My point, before I even open up the phone lines, there are so many dynamics to this conversation that I'm not, absolutely not, and pay attention, not trying to bash the black church. This is not about bashing the black church. It's not about being blasphemous. It's not about that. It's about engaging in an open conversation. Now, I see 678-637 on the line raising their hand. I'm going to go to you. Just give me like about 5 more minutes to break down some of the key points that I wanted to bring to everybody, okay? Now, I'm gonna scroll down. It says black women are interpreting the scriptures. One of the ladies, this is a writer. Her name is something that begins with Cooper. I'm trying to find out her name. Anyway, the writer, Deborah Cooper. Okay, she is a relationship advice columnist, also a black woman. Okay, she says that black women are interpreting the scriptures too literally. They want a man to which they are equally yoked, a man that goes to church 5 times a week and every Sunday like they do. If they meet a black man that is not in church, they are automatically eliminated as a potential suitor. All right? This is just limiting their dating pool. Okay? This is Deborah Cooper. She's a relationship columnist lady for black people. Okay? Now, it says nearly 90% of African Americans express certain belief in God, and 55% say that they interpret scripture literally, okay? According to the 2009 Pew Research Center, a study on a religious portion of African Americans, okay? Now, Dr. Boyce Watkins, a professor at Syracuse University and an advocate for African American issues, okay, read the article. He applauded Ms. Cooper's courage to voice her opinion, but he agreed to disagree with her. I don't think the black church keeps black women single, but I do agree that some black churches teach women that they must only date a man that go to church regularly. And this is the basis of the meat and potatoes of the argument. Of course, it branches off into other stuff. You feel me? And it says, he says that I'm a male and I know that I would treat a woman well, but I have been rejected many times because I don't stump a Bible with me everywhere that I go. Okay? So, this we have these two differentiating opinions. One from a black woman who says that black women shrink their dating pool by dating men who only go to church if they go to church. You feel me? And we also have a black man who is also an advocate of black and African American issues, say that he's a male and he knows that he would treat a woman well, but he has been rejected many times because he doesn't carry a Bible with him everywhere he go. He's saying he's met some women who are into the Bible a lot in religion. And because he is not that way, then they reject him because they say he is not the man for them. He's unequally yoked. But he says that he know that he would treat a woman well and with respect. Okay? Now, the question inherently is, if you go to church and you believe in God and you go to church regularly and you attend church, but a guy that may show interest in you or you kind of interested in, if he doesn't, is that a good enough reason to bypass him as a potential suitor in a relationship? If he's financially stable, treats you with respect, loves you, nurtures you, okay? All these other things, but he doesn't happen to go to church frequently or regularly. Is he automatically X'd out of the box? Alright? Now I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. I'm going to let people talk. I'm going to be steadily going down this article, picking up a couple of other points. You feel me? Because the really interesting part is the part Like Cooper says, one of the biggest reasons black women are single, Cooper says, this is Deborah Cooper, the black woman, the advice columnist, is because of a lack of black men in the church. Okay, African American men are significantly more likely than women to be unaffiliated with any religion, 16% versus 9%. Nearly 1 in 5 men say they have no formal religious affiliation. Okay, Watkins believes the social structure of the church keeps black men from attending. Those appealing high testosterone guys had a hard time getting into the follow the leader, give me your money, and listen to what I have to say attitude. Basically what he just said, everybody listening on the show, that black men have a problem going to church following another man, and giving them money, which is tithing. I'm assuming he's saying tithing and giving money to the church and listening to what he says, taking his advice when they see he says, many of us have a difficult time submitting to the pastor who is just another man. I think that the onset of mega churches has a lot, and I mean a lot to do with that. And then people can say what they want to say. Now this is Blizzard talking. It's my own personal opinion. I think the onset of mega churches, millionaire preachers, star preachers, has pushed away a lot of black men. I can raise my hand wholeheartedly and say it has with me. I do not attend mega churches. I do not like them. I don't have to be talked into or be told about the pastor. And if you, I don't care. I don't want to go to his church if he's got so many people in his flock that he don't even know your face if he was to see it. I have absolutely no interest in going or being a part of that church whatsoever. I just don't. It goes against everything that was Jesus Christ. Now, some people want to say that's a whole other point of contention and discussion, but that's just me. And I know a lot of other people who may feel like that. That's why I don't go to mega churches. It's not why I don't go to church, period. I haven't found a church that I really like. But besides that, that's why I wouldn't go to like a very big mega church. Okay? So that's one other point that it says in the article. Now I keep going down. It's got a lot more. But I open up the phone lines right now to anybody who wants to talk. 347-934-0966 is the number on the show. I got one person on the line that's raising their hand. I got more people than that on the line. But I got one that's raising their hand right now. And I open up the line. And basically, hopefully they read the article first, and we can get into the discussion. So, first call on the air is Key. All right, Key, go ahead, Key.
Hey, yeah, I read the article. I actually read it about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And my opinion on it is I don't think the church itself keeps black women single. Like the writer said, a lot of women take it so literal. And, you know, they're living so holy and, you know, all that type of stuff that they really just run people away, and they do run away to catch the suitors that may actually be good for them.
Okay, so do you think a woman is lowering her morals if she dates a guy, if she goes to church a lot and she dates a man who or start getting showing interest in a man who doesn't go to church a lot? Do you feel like she is dropping or dropping her moralistic values, what she's learning in church, by doing that? Or is,
no.
Is, should there be a separation in that and school relationship?
Yeah, I don't think she's learning her morals, because morals is not just what's in the church. I mean, it's people in church that they're the biggest hypocrites that you'll ever meet, so you can't. They can't try to pit one moralistic standard against another. So I feel like, first of all, none of us are perfect. We all are a work in progress. And it says in the Bible, be ye not unequal yet with a non-believer. It don't say you got to be with somebody, go to church all the time. It just says at least be with somebody that believes in God.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So if they want to take it literally, that's what it says. It says a non-believer.
Right, right. Now, like I said at the beginning of the show, I highly, highly suggest that people, if you're going to date, I don't think two people of two different religions is going to work, period. And I've already said
that
on the show.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to work. And it's just not going to work, period, point blank. If you believe one thing, they believe another thing, look, y'all might as well part ways. Not going to work, okay? But, like you said, being a believer and going to church regularly, it's two different things. Now you will have a Christian tell you, well, if you are a Christian, it tells you that you do need to go to church, and you're supposed to attend church regularly. Okay, so, I mean, because from what you're saying, it's like you want the woman to kind of have it both ways. Well, have the man, but not have the man doing what's quote-unquote right. Now, and of course...
Well, what's right? You know, whose version are we talking about, what's right and what's wrong? You know, that goes back to what you're being taught in the church. I feel like you should have your own personal relationship with God enough to be able to differentiate between what works for you and what doesn't. My ex-father-in-law is a pastor, and he had this one saying that I used to love. He said, chew the meat and spit out the bone. You take what's for you and leave the rest of it, you know, for whoever else. I was married to a minister, and I was with him 10 years. We was married for 5. He was really no different from anybody else I had ever dated. He was still a man. He still wanted to have sex before we got married. He was still a man. But what had him confused is the fact that, like the writer said, people put him on a pedestal in the church. They look at him as, oh, he's so great, he's so wonderful, you know, oh, this, he's so lucky, but you don't go home with him. So even though he was raised in the church, went to church, sang the Wednesday, Friday, the minister, preacher, everything, that didn't make him a perfect person.
Okay. All right. I understand that. Okay, well, I got like five people raising their hands, so I'm going to go down the line. Okay, so... Yeah, well, hey, at least I'm glad people called in and to talk about it. I had a similar conversation last night, and I had a hard time getting people to call in, even though it was just important. Now, so what you're saying is you don't think that the man going to church has anything to do with the man. You think it's okay to date a guy who doesn't go to church regularly if you do?
Yeah, I think it's okay because of the simple fact that nobody is there yet. You know what I'm saying? You may be the one that may help him embrace the church more. You can't just judge somebody based on that because you never know what type of experience they had. You don't know.
Okay.
Who are you to say he's not worthy because you in there every Sunday, but you still going to the club. You know what I'm saying? You was in the club Saturday night and in church on Sunday morning.
I want to keep this conversation, you know, kind of limited to people who, if we have any out there, who are non-hypocritical, who actually are real believers and really go to church. You feel what I'm saying? Like not the ones who go to church, go to the club on Saturday, you feel what I'm saying, and then come in and then go to church on Sunday, because they have no room to be judging any guy on how much they go to church whatsoever. Because that
okay,
is
well, we should keep it on that note. We can keep it on that note and say that if you do go to church like that, you still should be taught to embrace those that are not there. The purpose of church is not to keep ministering to the same people every time. It's to bring other people in that don't know and may not understand. So if you're so concerned about who's around you in the church, you really are not doing the job of the church. You're still judging people.
All right. I got a lot of people online raising their hand. All right. 760 is up next, and then 678-768. All right, 760-705, you're on the air, and then 678-768. All right, 760-705, you're on the air with K100 Internet Radio. Caller.
Hello?
Yeah, 760, this you.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah, it's you, yeah.
Okay. I had a, you said something about the unequally yoked part.
Right,
and
right.
I happen to be a Christian, or what you say, or whatever. But about the unequally yoked, it was actually supposed to be a message to certain people who could understand the message.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to explain what it was about. It's actually about it's something they used to use for oxen, to tie oxen together.
Uh-huh.
So that when the two oxen plow the field, they're yoked together so they can plow the field.
Okay.
Right? So
right.
The thing that tied the oxen together was a yoke. So if you had an oxen that was plowing the field and one ox was lazy, then it would be a burden on one ox.
Right.
Because the other ox was lazy, so the other ox would be doing all the work.
Okay.
So, or if you had one ox that was weaker than the other ox, then it would be unequally yoked because one ox would be stronger than the other.
So it's basically saying that both of y'all need to be the same on a spiritual plateau so y'all can be even with each other so one doesn't have to tug or pull the other one along.
And this was actually, yeah, you're right. And actually, this was actually a revelation of how a marriage should operate.
Okay.
Because you have a wife who does all the work and the husband who does nothing and just sits on the bed all day.
Okay.
That would be unequally yoked.
Right.
Or if you had a wife loyal and faithful to the husband, but then goes out and cheats on her, then they're unequally yoked. So
okay.
With the word of wisdom, it was really, if you want to live a good life, if you want to accomplish much for your life without all these issues and stuff like that, then it's wise to be yoked together with believers.
Okay.
So as far as unequally yoked and yoked, that's what that message was about. And then, you know, from there you can kind of figure it out, I guess.
Okay, so what you're saying, okay, now you broke that. I'm glad that you called. Appreciate that for breaking that down for us here on K100 Internet Radio. So now we got basically the metaphor for, you know, what we're talking about when we say the term unequally yoked, because they actually used it in the article. Now everybody listening on the line has to make a decision or has to understand or has to make how they're going to stand on the issue, because
from what I'm gathering, is basically saying, in any event, whether the guy, if one person works and one of them is lazy, they shouldn't be together. Okay? So if one goes to church and one doesn't, then they shouldn't be together. If one is one religion and one is not that religion, then maybe they shouldn't be together. I don't know how far you want to take it. For all my callers that are listening on the line, I'm going to go down the line and answer all my calls. Okay? But from what I'm saying, from what I'm seeing, how you broke it down, if the guy is unequally yoked, saying if this man is not a churchgoer, if he is not spiritually where you're at, then y'all are in fact unequally yoked, because you as the wife are going to have to be the one to tug him to church or make him tithe. So then, herein lies where the message is in the article, saying that that is a reason not to be with a man. Of course, the other woman, Mrs. Cooper, in the article said, if the guy treats you well and provides for you and loves you and nurtures you, but he's not as on the same spiritual level or spiritual plateau as you are, that is not a reason to, in fact, continue to be single. If he's, that's one aspect. So are you saying people should be equally yoked in every facet of their life? See, my question is do you think that particular part, religion, or how much they go to church, whatever, is reason enough to bypass that person as a suitor? You feel me? Is that serious enough to you?
Well, it doesn't matter to me, but I was just explaining what he was conveying there. Now, there are two ways you can take it. When Jesus spoke to people who he knew would not understand, spoke to them in parables.
Right.
Just come in everyday talk so you can understand it. But there was a two-sided message to it, to the people who understood on the spiritual level. Now, it's not about if I'm holier than you, then we can't be together because you're not like mine. It has nothing to do with that.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that. But it was a word of wisdom. It's why to be with somebody who can at least stand on the level you are, so that you don't have that battle back and forth. And that's like a marriage. It was really more so about what Christ would later reveal to certain people and all that kind of stuff. But if you want a healthy marriage, you don't want somebody who's doing all the work in as few words as I can put it. You don't want somebody who's going to be lazy and one person doing all the work in any marriage or any kind of relationship for that matter.
Okay. All right. Point duly taken. I very much appreciate you breaking down the whole part about being unequally yoked, since we have used this term on K100 tonight. Please stay on the line and continue to listen to the show if you can, because I got a lot of people on the line raising their hand. I got about 8 people raising their hand right now, okay? I'm going down the line right now. All right, thanks.
All right.
678-768, you're on the air with K100 Internet Radio.
Hello.
Yes, how you doing, caller?
I'm doing great. I just want to make a comment. The last caller, the guy, I totally agree with everything that he's saying. And the example that he gave is the example that is actually in the Bible. So I do understand what he's saying about being equally yoked.
Uh-huh.
Now, as far as the women in the black church, I think when a woman of any color is into the Word of God and they go to church and they understand what their role is, they understand to live for Christ, then I think they become more selective about who they choose as a mate. It doesn't have anything to do about whether or not he goes to church or do this or do that. They become more selective about who they want to spend their life with. And if you, a person or a woman of God, you want to choose your life, you want to be with someone that knows how to lead. Every man does not know how to lead, and if they do lead you, they can lead you into deception. You want somebody that knows how to lead, and a man that knows how to lead is a man that follows God, if that's how you want to.
Let me finish. Uh-huh.
If he's that person. Now, he called out some characteristics like being loving and kind, and those are all characteristics that Jesus has. So therefore, if I have a man that chooses to follow him, then that's the man that I want to be with. Yeah, I want somebody that's on the same level. No, you don't have to get up and go to church every day. And just like you said, that you don't want to get married because something about somebody carrying a Bible all day. That's not literal. I'm not taking that literally. That's just like a figure of speech. But I do want you to be knowledgeable. I do want you to think about things that you're doing and consequences and leave. And you will have to leave that person and have them have that trust in you. So, no, I don't. I mean, it depends. And women sometimes, like women, will go to church and get holier than thou. Just way so holy. But it takes more than just going to church and listening to the 3 and 4 scriptures that the pastor say. You have to come home and get your own understanding and build a relationship with God and then work on it. You can't just go by what your pastor says, your pastor this, your pastor that. And, yeah, a pastor or whomever, bishop or what, whomever church you go to, a brother or whatever, yeah, they are held accountable for the things that they do. So, yeah, if you up there and you doing all these things and you married and you want to go do all these other things, then you're held accountable for that. But that doesn't mean that I can't. I mean, I'm not going to, you're not going to church for other people. You're going to church to get the word of God.
Right. Now,
so it's more on a personal level.
Okay. Now, I see what you're saying, because you're not, first of all, you're not, like what one of the ladies said in the article down towards the end, she said, you know, the real question is, what are you coming to church for? She says, to feed your spirit or your carnal desires? The church's effect on romantic lives of black women cannot be gained from a mathematical equation or a select Bible passage. It is a woman's own actions and decisions that will determine the outcome of her love life, not the church's. Because the last time I checked, the church is not a dating service. Now, that was the last part of, that was at the end of the article. And I totally wholeheartedly agree with that. You feel me? Now, you said in your statement, caller, that you don't feel like a man can leave unless he is into the church like that, unless he is following Jesus Christ, or, you know, you kind of alluded to that.
My point is, a man has to know how to follow in order to know how to lead. You just can't lead. You have to learn how to follow first. Once you know how to follow, then it'll be easier for you to lead. That's just like if a husband and a wife is together. Once you allow her husband, you may not agree with everything he does, but that doesn't mean you just fight him all the way. Sometimes it's like give or take. Okay, you in control of this. I'm going to tell you how I feel about it, but if this is the way you want to do it, so be it. I'm behind you. If it's pleasing, if it's the right thing to do. Now, I'm not going to just say yay, yay, yay to everything that you do. But you just can't jump in no marriage and just let this person lead you. And that's the problem I think that most black women have. When men try to lead them and they not doing the things that they're supposed to do, then the woman steps up and then she takes on that role. So now we're not equally yoked, because now I'm not even trying to listen to you, basically. Because you have to be equally, and yeah, you want to be with somebody that, if you're going to church, you want to be with you want a husband that believes in God. You don't want to have to try to mold him and say this is what we need to do and this and that.
That's not
equally yoked.
Right. No one said that the guy doesn't believe in God. I don't think that an atheist and a Christian should be in the house together. I don't think a Muslim and a Christian should be in the house together. What I'm saying is the level of his faith, or how much he's, you know what I'm saying? You know, basically, because the article is more focused on black men who don't go to church, as not black men who don't believe in God, because like the article says, 99% of African Americans believe, 90% of African Americans believe in God. They just, but a large number of men don't associate themselves with a formal religion or church per se. That's the thing about it. You feel me? Because a man doesn't go to church, it's not necessarily mean he doesn't believe in God. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of men that do go to church. So it's not like it's off balance. There are a lot of men that go to church.
Okay.
There's a lot of men that a lot of single men.
Right.
I don't understand.
Well,
there's a shortage. It's not like it's a shortage of them. I don't think there's a shortage of them that's going to church.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of it for all you sisters. Okay, thank you for calling. I got to go into some more callers, all right? I'm trying to get to the bottom of it, sisters, because the article is saying 42% of y'all, 42% of y'all are single, okay? That are a marriage of age where they should normally be married, as opposed to your white and other counterparts, okay? There's a reason. The question was not, is the question, the article doesn't say the black church is responsible. The question is does the black church have something to do with that number? Okay? It's not the end all tell all to say that the church is actually at fault. They're just exploring the issue. I'm exploring the issue. I'm putting the issue out on Front Street. I'm not blaming the black church. I'm asking if you're a woman and your guy and your man, whoever your romantic interest, does not, in fact, go to church, is that a reason for you to move on to the next one? Last caller said there's plenty of guys out here that go to church. Maybe she live in Atlanta where there's a lot of black people. Everybody don't live in Atlanta. Right? 678 lives in Atlanta. So it's an abundance of black people in churches here. But my broadcast goes worldwide across the web. And there are some places where that's not a fact. Okay? So then what about those women? All right? 850-527, you're on the air. And then I see Keisha F. And I see Shay. And I see Veronica on the line. I see two more people that I don't recognize. But I'm coming down the line to get to y'all. I see LL too, but everybody's raising their hand on this topic. All right? So up next, I'm just going straight in a row. 850-527, you on deck.
And what's up, Liz? I get to call in early this time. Keyboard was mad.
What's happening, homie? What's popping with you? Glad you called in, though. I'm hoping more black men actually talk tonight. I only see we had one brother already, but now all I see is you. Okay, I don't know some of these other numbers. I'll see them when I get down there. So what you think about what we're talking about tonight?
I think I'm actually kind of 50-50 on it because I think it does have some type of effect on it as far as why some black women are single, not all of them. And, I don't know about the whole 42% thing. I don't know where they got examples that from. But I do think that that's where I do think it has some effect because from my experience, a lot of churches that I've been to, and even you had mentioned and touched on the mega churches. When I look on TV and see the mega churches, I see more women than anything else.
Yeah,
than men.
Very large amount.
Any church, black or white, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, good night. I said, is this like a women's conference or something going on? So, and there have been several churches that I've been to, and a lot of my boys have been to, and it's like, they'll see a male come in, especially if it's like a black church or something like that, they'll see a black male come in. A lot of times you're going to go in, shirt tie on, so you might even go in there with a suit on. They see that you're well-dressed or whatever. The first thing they're going to say, hey, how you doing, young man, this and this and this and that. Mm-hmm. Within a couple of weeks, they're trying to set you up with somebody. And
right.
for the guy that's going in, that's really trying to understand and have a better relationship, a better spiritual relationship as far as Christianity goes, he's thrown off. So he's like, well, God, no, they're throwing all these women at me. What's going on? I'm coming in here to try to find out about this or that. But then she's coming on strong with the religious thing, but then she's throwing mixed signals because she really want to date him. I can understand where, and that's my whole thing about, I say it's kind of half and half in my opinion. And then with the whole equally yoked thing, I agree with my man that called in. I totally agree with that. I mean, like I said, it's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that a lot of these women that are in church already want you to be a certain type of yoke. So they see that pastor. And it's like, I want my man to be whole like this man right here. So,
let me stop you right there, everybody. I'm going to take an excerpt from the article right now that's actually touching on that particular point, all right? Like I said, the guy Watkins, who was a psychologist also, Watkins believes the social structure of the church keeps black men from attending. Those appealing high testosterone guys have a hard time getting to the follow the leader, give me your money, and listen to what I say, have to say attitude. Many of us have a difficult time submitting to the pastor who is just another man. The male pastor, Cooper says, is the alpha male for many black women. Over-reverence for the pastor, or any religious figure for that matter, creates barriers for the black man, she says, because he feels like he must compete for the number one spot in a black woman's heart. It doesn't make you more attractive if your life is filled with these other men, Cooper says. If they feel like they have to compete, you are not going to be interesting to them because you're not feeding his ego in the way it needs to be fed. Well, I'm pretty sure that some of you women are going to have a problem with that particular line because some of you are going to be like, feed his what? I ain't feeding a man ego. I ain't blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, yeah, okay. I you probably single. Like it says, Mark Forson, son of a black preacher in Forest Park, Georgia, says some black women put their pastor on this pedestal and have a large amount of faith in him because he's a living source of salvation. So,
right.
Sometimes women even focus their romantic feelings on the pastor, says Forston. Regardless if he's married or not, sometimes human desires will transcend beyond certain parameters, and that's dangerous territory. Pastors are human just like anybody else. Now, that is very, very, very interesting because, like you said, you see mostly women in the pews at these churches and stuff, and so they are looking at the pastor, or now some of them are there to hear the word. We just had the one caller say that you should be at church to hear the word, and that is true. But
right.
We are dealing with people, human beings, okay? All right? We're dealing with people. You may be able to hear the word, but if brother such and such is looking kind of saucy in his suit, you ain't going to help but notice. Also the pastor, even if you are there to hear the word, it's just human nature, especially if you've been single for a while and you know you have these urges, okay? Because you are human. You are not above that. I won't allow you to talk like you are on the show because you're not. All right? Because you're an imperfect person like me. All right? So, what do you have to say about that? And then I actually asked some of the women because two people raised their hand as soon as I read that excerpt. But go ahead, brother, and I go down the line as quick as I can, Collins. I'm coming to y'all. Go ahead. What do you think about that part of it, where they say that the women are holding the pastor up to a pedestal, you know, that their man should meet, and that becomes a problem in the relationship?
Honestly, I think so, because, okay, let's just say, to touch on what P had said earlier, that woman could be the catalyst for that man starting to come to church more often, which is true. Now, this is the problem, though. Let's say that guy doesn't come to church a lot, but then it's like, okay, this woman is a member of this church. She's been a long-time member. Whatever reason that she's single, whether she's divorced or she just thinks that she ain't met the right person, and she's like, well, I really met this really nice guy. She reveres this pastor and everything. The first thing that you have to do, if you're the man, when you meet this particular woman, the first thing she's going to say, most of the time you got to meet the parents. So it's going to be like a 1A, 1B, depending on whatever order. 1A or 1B, you got to go meet the pastor. As if
right. That's
the daddy or that's the approver or something.
Right.
You got to take this alpha male, quote unquote alpha male, to this bigger alpha male or this alpha male who is the apex in her particular eyes. Like, this is the guy that I send for my stamp of approval to is, okay, is it okay to date this particular guy? And
right.
a lot of times the pastor say, you need to watch out for him. Okay, she's going to dump him.
Right.
Or she's going to be more so reserved than she normally would have been unless the pastor would have said something a little bit different. And a lot
right.
of times it's because the pastor that I found in my experience that pastor doesn't know that particular person or hasn't been in that situation where he could be, and I hate to use the word molded, or influenced in a way because he hasn't been to that church and doesn't know that protocol of that particular church.
Right,
I think that's a level of uncomfort right there. That's a whole other issue. That's why you got a lot of pastors mashing women in the church. But the same.
Okay. All right. So there's one opinion on that particular excerpt. Now, thank you for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next call because I got so many on the line tonight. Please stay on the line.
Right.
Everybody, please stay
right.
on the line, all right? All right. Thanks. Okay, I'm going to open up, let's see. I got so many more callers, and I got to... I'm going to run into a song or two also. That's another bit tonight. All right. 347-934-0966. Welcome to the show. This is K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. You feel me? We're having a serious discussion about basically episode 73. Does the black church keep black women single? Is there any truth to that? How do you feel? Basically, the whole... point of the show was do women that attend church regularly and you know who are really into church or whatever, is that keeping them single longer because the dating pool shrinks? What is shrinking? What is that? But the dating pool shrinks when you put that into the mix with black men, because it's cited that a lot of black men are believing God but don't associate themselves with a certain denomination. They do believe in God, but, you know, we have a couple, like, Episcopals and Southern Baptists, and, you know, they have real stringent dating rules and courting rules when it comes down to it. And so the question that the article basically posed was, is church interfering with potential suitors of black women? Not that is church bad for relationships. This is not what the article was saying. That's why I really wanted everybody to read the article first, because the article is definitely not saying that, and it's not what I'm saying. Okay? All right? So I'm going to go to the phone line real quick. Okay? Next call on the line is, let's see, we got Keisha F., the LLs, and Miss McNair. Okay? All right? Here we go. First, I'll go to Keisha. All right? Go ahead. What's going on?
Hey, nothing much. Sitting around.
Okay. So, what do you think about what we're saying? What do you got to say?
Well, I'm going to agree with all the callers. And I also, I don't know what, oh gosh, I lost my thought. Isn't that ugly? But, no, I feel like, if you find some guy who's some excellent catch, you know, great provider or whatever the case may be, he may not be attending church, but if you take him to church, like the one caller said, if you follow Christ, you're going to learn to be a good leader. So take him with you to church, if that's the case. If you feel like you want your man to be the godly man that he should be, you should help introduce him to who your God is. That's my opinion, and I've always been taught that. And a lot of couples that I know that are married and who attend church regularly, the guy didn't always go to church. So, of course, he began to follow his girlfriend, follow his wife, and then it became the basis of a stronger relationship for the both of them whenever it came to their salvation. And another thing is, I mean, you may not find a person who is attending church as regularly as you are, but salvation is, from what my understanding is, salvation is based on your personal relationship with Christ, not necessarily what I say your relationship should be. So you may not feel like you have to attend church regularly, because another thing that I was taught is that the church is within you. So if you have a relationship with God, you get up every morning, you spend your time, before you go to bed, you spend your time. Throughout your day, you're spending your time, and you're not necessarily in church every Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Saturday morning, whenever you're having services. Whatever your relationship is at the end of the day is what you're going to see, or what you're going to have to talk about when it comes to your time to report.
Okay. All right. So I
honestly, I don't think that the black church is keeping the black woman single. I think the black woman is keeping the black woman single. Because if you are, you know, reading, you know, the word, and you're interpreting things literally, then of course you may miss out on some things, because this is the 21st century, for one. And for two, I just don't think that everything, I don't know. I can't say that everything in the Bible is not true, because that would be completely wrong for me to say. But I would say that a literal interpretation would be probably a little far-fetched for today's time.
Okay. All right. I understand what you're saying with that. And I totally, I can agree with pretty much most of what you said. You know what I'm saying? I can agree with, I say, the gambit of what you said is basically where I wanted the conversation to necessarily go tonight, okay? Because what I'm trying to get everybody to understand is that you don't have to necessarily, A, go to church to necessarily be believing God. You feel me? So if the church tells you that your man don't go to church or whatever, or if you listening, if that's what your pastor preaches, you know what I'm saying, and you X out a particular amount of guys because they don't necessarily regularly go to church, then you might actually be, you know, Xing out a good man, a man that can actually be a great husband to you or whatever. And I agree with what you said, you know, the church is inside of you. You feel me? I don't have to go to church every Sunday. I don't have to go and give this multi-million-dollar pastor with a Learjet my money or my W-2 to validate how I feel inside. Nor do I have to really explain it to anybody else. All right? Because if you actually believe, then there's only one person you got to explain that ultimately to. And it's not even a judge on the bench. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So, I totally understand what you're saying. Okay? Now, that's a very good point taken, and I'm going to go on to the next caller because I got so many people with their hands up. I'm trying to go on. All right. Stay on the line, though, okay? So I might come back and open up the lines, you know what I'm saying? Back up. You know, after I get everybody on here one time, then I'll come back and ask particular people who's still on the line and hit number one when I make another point, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, who's up next? All right, we got LL, then Ms. Vanette. Okay, LL first. What's happening, LL?
Hey, what's going on? I am agreeing with Keisha F. So much.
the church does reside in you. There is no building that you can go to yet, maybe call the church house, but ultimately your temple needs to be within you, or then you really need to question what your relationship is with God anyway. So that being said, you can have church anywhere, in your bathroom, at your bedside, on the side of the road, you name it, church can go on. As long as you're getting your praise and worship on and your soul is being fed, then that's where church is happening, wherever you choose to take part in that at. Now, I also agree with your guy caller because, like, as far as women that go to church looking for a man, you're going to get the man that's coming to church looking for a woman. And ain't neither one of y'all going to church seeking Christ, and that's just going to be a hot mess at the end of the day because that's what you're supposed to be seeking. And... what was my other point that I need to make? Because I know you got a bunch of callers. Okay, and as far as us women going to church looking for men that are like our pastors, that is just absolutely insane because what are you learning from the Word? If you're learning from the Word, then you're learning that Christ took the people off the street who had the most messed up lives and turned them around. So how do you not have compassion, and how are you not out there seeking men in other places? You can't be expecting somebody perfect when you yourself are not perfect. And you're looking at that pastor as if he's perfect. You're not perfect. So you can't expect somebody perfect in the form of a pastor to come into your life. Now, if that's who God has for you, then that's who you're going to get. But at the same time, if you're looking to date and you go to church, you come across that guy that does not go to church all the time, but then you guys get together, and then you start to see a change in him, and he's going to church. That shows you not only do you have a God-fearing man, which is what you wanted, but you have a man that really cares about you because he knows that that's something that's a part of you, and he's willing to step it up. Mm-hmm. So just really question, what are you really looking for as women go? Are you looking for a God-fearing man, or are you looking for a church-going man? Because it's very different. They're two very different men.
Yeah, they are, in fact, I will give you a round of applause because a God-fearing man and a church-going man are, in fact, can be night and day type of people because, you know.
They can be.
You know
they can
saying?
Be one and the same, but at the same time, they can be totally night and day. So
right.
Just know what you're looking for and ask God for it specifically, and then it doesn't matter if you meet him at the ball game, like, because I read the article, and I do totally agree with Cooper and Davis at the end of the article. It doesn't matter where you meet that man at. You don't know when God's going to send that man along for you. So you go to church seeking Christ, seeking the Word, seeking to be fed, seeking to be nurtured, seeking to grow, and then if you're praying for that husband or that man, you know what? Just have faith that God's going to bring them through. Keep your eyes open because you never know where you're going to meet them at, the grocery store, the ball game, or at church.
Right, right. And I think that's why I said it really did. I'm glad you brought up that point in the article because the article says it talks about women are looking for men in church trying to meet their husband in church when that's not where most men are at because it basically said it that, you know, a lot of good men who would be good husbands don't go to church. And so it said, if that's where you're looking for your, now, you know, we have the stigma. We hear it all the time. I don't want to meet nobody in the club at the bar because that's where they're going to be when you get married. Well, hell, just because you meet them at church doesn't necessarily mean that's where you're going to be when you get married.
Exactly. He's not going to always stay there. And then you run into situations like with you. You grew up basically in the church. And at some point, most times, people who grew up in the church, they are going to at some point stray away from the church. Not saying that they're straying away from a relationship with God. They had to go when they were younger, Monday through Sunday, you know? And it's like, you know what? I did that. And until God calls them back to doing it 7 days a week, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to be interested in going to a church house because they had to do that when they were younger. So you can't go off. There's many different reasons why people don't attend church on a regular basis. Maybe they work. They can't make Sunday service. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they go to school. They got a lot of studying to do. But like I said, that does not make them, that does not say that they're not a God-fearing man. It just says that they choose to worship in a different way. So you can't X men out for that. You can't. You just can't do it.
Right. Exactly. All right, Elle. All right.
All
right. Very good point. Contention. All right. I like it. I like it. Going down to the next. Everybody stay on the line. Everybody please stay on the line as long as you possibly can. We're going to be playing some music tonight, okay? I think some of you are going to like. All right? All right. Okay. Let's see. We got Veronica. Then I think I see Shay back on the line. I don't know if she wants to talk or not. I think she was early, but I don't know if she's busy. But we'll go to Veronica. All right, Veronica. What's popping?
Hey, what's up, Blue?
What's going down with you?
Nothing. I just I wanted to say that I apologize that I wasn't able to read the article because I heard about it on, I think it was, who was it? I think one of my Facebook friends' pages, and I've been meaning to read it. And listening to all of the callers, everybody has a valid point. And I think the where we are now as a people, black women and black men, is made up of a whole lot. It's this pie that we have, and a whole lot of ingredients have been thrown into it to get us to this point. And like you said, the article is just focusing on one aspect of maybe why black women are single, not saying, oh, the black church is just totally has, you know, everything to do with black women being single. That can't be the case because not every black woman is attending a church. So you can't make that assumption. I think what it is that, and I'll say for me, being born again and seeking God first, before I was seeking a relationship, it did have a lot of bearing on me being single. I wanted to stay single. I wanted to have sex when I get married. Yeah, I was not a virgin, but I believe that once everything, when you get born again, what's old is made new. So I said, God, I've given myself to you. I'm new now. I want to save myself a marriage. Of course, that didn't happen. But I try to live my life according to my belief and how I interpreted the Word of God from what I heard from my pastor and what I read for myself and what the Holy Spirit spoke into my heart and convicted me on, not a guilty conscience, but me knowing that if I did this, I was going to feel guilty, maybe condemned, and I didn't want to wake up feeling that way at that time. So that's what I chose for me. And like the gentleman saying about being unequally yoked, it also says in the Word of God that a woman can win her husband over by her actions, not so much as nagging him that you need to go to church, you know, maybe asking, as LL said, you know, can you come to church with me or whatever. If he says no, that's no reason to kick him to the curb. That word says that if a man is agreeable, if he agrees to be with you, if he treats you right, he's not beating you upside the head, whatever it may be, then it's okay. Because if that oxen, who may be weaker, is still willing to try to work, you have a much better chance of making a relationship work than if that oxen is just totally lazy. So you have to be able to be with someone who, if they're a leader, you have to be willing to be a follower. You can't have one just completely stubborn and the other completely, you know, being in that leader position, because a lot of times leaders have to slack up on the reins a little bit to allow people to catch up. So it's what works for you. It's just like the Bible says, don't be concerned. I mean, if you go to somebody's house and they got chitlins on the plate, you know, don't turn your nose up at it, you know, or that's a sin or they're doing this. Because a lot of times what's a sin for you, you know, according to the way you interpret the Bible, may not be a sin for somebody else, and you have to let God deal with that. So I think it, to make a long story short, I think that the church has a bit of an influence in why black women are single, but is not the complete, it's not by itself. There are many other things that are keeping us single, and I believe another part of it is that black men, and this is something I just thought of yesterday, I was thinking, my God, you know, black, it's hard being a black man. I have no idea how hard it is to be a black man and the burden that they carry just by wearing their black skin. And us black women, it's hard to be a black woman. So when you get two people together who have to carry that just in itself, it's hard for a black man to say, you know, they look at us, And I've heard guys say this, that I'm afraid I might fail you. I'm afraid I might disappoint you. I'm afraid that I might not be all the man that you need me to be, because they're already burdened down. So to let a black woman down is like, oh, my gosh, you know, we have so much expectation for each other. So a lot of times it's easier to go to another race who doesn't have any idea of who you are and what your struggle is, and it's easier that way. It's like, okay, I can kind of breathe a little easier. And the same thing for a black woman. You know, I can say for myself, I've had to do it all. And this is every woman, but me being a black woman, I've had to do it all myself. So it's hard for me to let a man pump my gas. I have to, okay, sure. You know, I'm so used to getting my oil changed myself and, you know, tinkering around a car and putting furniture together. I've done that myself. So to release those reins to a black man is hard for me, to any man. So to
okay, that, well. Now, I understand that point, but if you were going with the way of the word, by way of the word, then actually, you know what I'm saying, it should be easier for you to let the man take over and lead per the Bible.
It didn't say it would be easy. It said to do that. The Bible doesn't, it gives you guidelines to follow. If it was that easy to follow, we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in. The thing is that the Bible gives you guidelines to follow, and it says to work out your salvation. It says to try to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. It didn't say that you would be, but if you try to perfect your walk daily, that means you will constantly grow and constantly grow and constantly grow, and that's what we're supposed to be doing every day of our lives. Is growing, and that's what the Lord wants for us, is to grow in maturity, in knowledge and understanding.
Okay,
nobody's perfect.
All right, so like you said, nobody's perfect. So with that being said, you didn't read the article, so the article really wasn't saying that the black church is the only reason, you know, or even the main reason why there are
so
many.
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying.
People who believe that, right.
No.
People who have taken that and think that that's what it's saying. I understand exactly what you're saying. That's not what it's saying. You know,
Right. So, like I said, but when you, like, all right, and I'm going to go, I got to get to another caller, but when you go, when I go back, at the very beginning of when you started talking, you were like, you were reading your Bible, and or you wanted a God-fearing man, and you were into it, whatever.
Not so much as that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
I said, go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I was saying that when you were saying, you know, you were going to church and you wanted to have a man who was God fearing and all that. And my whole thing is
I didn't say that. What I said was the reason I chose to be single is because I wanted to do it the way that God said it, and I should have elaborated on it. You can meet your husband anywhere. God is, the church is the person. The service is where you go to meet and gather. So the church goes into this sanctuary to gather together, said to don't forsake gathering together with other believers. That's what that means. So if I met a guy outside of church and I liked him and we vibed and I got to know him and I decided, okay, can I do this? And that's what it's about. If I know, and I'm just saying for a fact, I'm not going to say what church I go to. Some people may know, but it's a bunch of whoremongering going on in the church. It's fellas that just, fellas and ladies, like LL say, that's all they go for, is to meet a man or is to meet a woman. I've heard guys say, man, you need to go to church because that's where all the ladies are. You know what I'm saying? So that's not why I went. I went to get a relationship with God, but at the same token, wherever I met him, I had to trust my spirit and my heart on it. And if I happen to slip up and we screw, then I had to deal with that. That's between me and God. It's whatever works for you, and to make a concerted effort to make it work. And for Christians, not to be so narrow-minded that you don't think that God can't have your husband somewhere outside of church, because the ravens came and fed Abraham where he was. So God knows where you are. He's everywhere. And he knows that your husband may be the one that says, hey, baby, can I pump your gas? You just never know.
Right. Okay. Well, I thank you, Ms. McNair, for chiming in tonight. You feel me?
You're welcome.
Please stay on the line, okay?
All right.
Now, You know that. Maybe that. Okay. Well, welcome everybody once again to the new people I see on the line, the people who's, you know, just listening. Welcome everybody who's listening to the podcast. I hope so far, you've been paying attention because it's a very, very, very important topic. Now, what we have discussed and what we have covered so far, and from what I can gather, you know what I'm saying, I went down my list of people, okay, so far, and what I've gathered is women know that seems like everybody, from what I can tell, knows that, going to church to meet a man is, of course, wrong. You should not be going to church to meet a man. You should be going to church to get to, learn. I'm gathering that most people realize that, you know, you don't have to meet your man in church. You know, the article was saying, and the article was really geared toward people who felt that way, okay? And that's what I was trying to address tonight, all right? People who felt like, you know, meeting a guy at a club or anywhere else, like maybe not even a club, but a sports bar, you know, anywhere they may be, quote-unquote, sinning, listening to rap music or drinking alcohol. That includes barley, barnacles, you know what I'm saying? Just those are not clubs, but just those places. You know, some people have a thing about even meeting a man there. You know, and you know, but from what I'm hearing, for the most part, okay, nobody really feels like only the devout. Now, I did hear that a lot of the women do take some stock into your relationship with God, as they should if they really have a deep relationship with God. You should not be unequally yoked. We had that broken down by another caller earlier. And basically, you need to pull your own spiritual weight. If that's what the metaphor was. That's how I derived the metaphor that the earlier caller said. Okay? But, I was not trying to imply that the church had a large bearing on the number of single women, because we've got so many social. If anything, if you know anything about me, before I put the fact that it's 42% of single black women on the black church, before I even put that on them, I got a list of people that I go down before I put it on the black church. Number one, the government, all right? The same government that gave us crack and then gave us crack laws, all right? And RICO laws, okay? So if anything, which in turn goes to the high prison population, okay? If anything, this free willy-nilly, the whole homosexual ride that people are on, thinking that that's trying to validate that and say that's okay, so now you got all these guys going over to that side, all right? It's a whole bunch of other things, okay? Social issues that weigh way more on the amount of single black women than the black church. But I will contend that it does play some sort of a role. Because once again, there are a lot of single women that go to church, like one of the callers said earlier, whole church, most of the church audience is full of women. Okay? Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with the sisters going to church or whatever. It's the fact that while they at church and what they're being taught and them taking and how they are receiving the scriptures themselves, like it says in the article, let me get the actual percentage because it said, 90% of African Americans express a certain belief in God, and 55% say they interpret scripture literally. Listen, 55% of black people interpret scripture literally. Okay? That's what it says. All right? That means they taking it word for word. Word for word. That's over half of us. Half of us read the Bible and look at it as a guide to kind of, well, 45% of us may look at the Bible and read it like I do, as a guide, as a way that you can gauge and live, quote-unquote, righteous. But I don't take the Bible literally word for word, but it says 55%, which is over half of African Americans, see the Bible and take scripture literally. And if you do that, you're not supposed to be dating a guy who's not a firm believer and a holier-than-thou type guy, okay? You're not supposed to if you're taking it literally. Okay, so this is what the article is alluding to. I'm not saying that it's Well, in some cases it is. Let's just cut the BS. I've met plenty of women since I've been single who say that they don't date guys who don't go to church, and you gotta be, you know, you gotta love Jesus Christ. The only way to get, like the lady said, the only way in the article, only way to get to her is through Jesus Christ. Okay? I thought it was the only way to get to God is through the Son, but they done put it, they put their own spin on it and said the only way to get to them is through Jesus. Okay, I don't know what that's about, but that's what she said, and that's what I've heard more than one single black church-going woman say. Not one, more than one. Just conversations that I've had with people. Okay, so that being said, that is a chunk of black women that are single that are in fact cutting out a chunk of black men that are single because of this particular part of their life, their spiritual walk. And their, you know, the spiritual walk with God is not up to par with where the woman wants to be. And there is a chunk of men who is not there because, like the article said, a large part of African-American men, while they believe in God, they don't affiliate themselves with a religious denomination. Okay? And so this is cutting out a chunk of men for that chunk of women who feel that way. So, yes, it is having an impact. How great of an impact? Like I said, when you compare it to the amount of black men in prison for drugs, it pales in comparison, as far as I'm concerned. All right? Pales in comparison. It's not even close, if you ask me. You feel what I'm saying? That's just my own, I ain't got to look at no stats. I can look at the world. I can talk to friends, family members, and see how many cousins and baby daddies are locked the hell up. I don't need CNN for that. Okay? I can see. I'm black. I talk to black people. All I date is black women. Okay? So I can tell you unequivocally that prison has a far greater problem, is a far more problem than the black church. So it's not like I'm here to bash the black church once again. Pump the brakes and pay attention. All right? It's totally not what I'm saying. That's why. And one other point I want to make, and I'm going to go into some songs. Don't nobody hang up. If you're on the line right now and I haven't talked to you, make sure you hit the number one. But I got to go into the song, and then I'll come back after that. All right? But just hit the number one if you're on the line and I haven't talked to you and you want to holler at me. All right? I see a couple people on the line. I don't think I've talked to them yet. So hit the number one if you want to give your opinion. And I'll come straight to you after the song. Okay? But before I go, I want to duly note that I invited members of clergy, people who I knew were quote-unquote devout Christians in their faith, okay, who don't normally come to the show. I don't think I've said one curse word tonight. I don't think any of my callers have. I invited them to the show with a personal email message, okay, told them to come check out the show, come and listen, all right, because, A, you never have a real conversation if you don't get the flip side of the coin, you feel me, from somebody who represents the other side, i.e. clergy. Okay, somebody who is actually a pastor or actually a member of a high-ranking member, leader of any church. I invited a couple. Okay, so anybody who's listening to my show who feels like I'm just talking from my point of no. I in fact invited a couple of people that I knew were preachers through texts and emails and Facebook and yeah. Okay, that's the first thing. Second thing is, I'm not going to say why they didn't come, because it could have been the fact that my show airs pretty early and people are just busy, why they didn't come or whatever. But I'm hoping that it wasn't because they felt like this was a discussion that you shouldn't be engaging in, because they may see it as being blasphemous, because that's one of the most unchristlike things I've ever heard in my life. For you to not engage in this conversation because you think it's blasphemous is very unchristlike, because Christ did what, people? He talked to the sinners, or people he thought didn't see things the way he thought they should be seen more than anybody else. He didn't want to talk to people who already agreed with him. That was pointless. They already on his team. Won't you check up on that? All right? If you know anything about that, then you'll realize it's like these Christians who love to go to church every Sunday. You feel me? Go to church 3 times a week. They have choir practice. They have church on Sunday. They have Bible study on Wednesday. Okay? But they never go out and witness. You never see them witnessing. That's just retarded to me. Okay? That doesn't make any sense to me. Because that's your main job as a Christian. Your main job as a Christian ain't to go and fellowship amongst other Christians. And I'm just saying Christian because I was raised in a Christian household, so this is the meat and potato. That's not your main goal and your main job as a believer. You're supposed to be converting. So if anything, if I'm going to have a conversation like this, and I actually involve the black church, you should be the first ones on the line. I shouldn't have to tug you here. It's the first part. If I'm engaging in a conversation like this, I shouldn't have to tug you here. Do you get that? Are you hearing me? Everybody paying attention? All right? You should be the first one that want to engage in this conversation with me. All right? I already know. Listen, I'm just going to leave that at that. All right? I'm going to go into these. I'm going to play a couple of songs. All right? First of all, I'm going to play two songs back to back. With, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And please don't hang up, man. I mean, really, stay on the line. Listen to the music. The music is a part of K100 Internet Radio, okay? Even if you're on your phone, stay on the line. All right? I'm going to spin some music. Some good music, okay? Might want to check it out. Got two songs I'm going to spin. And just to keep it in the nature, the theme of what I'm talking about today, which, once again, episode 73. Does the black church keep black women single? I'm gonna represent for both ends and both sides of the coin tonight on K100 Internet Radio. First, I'm gonna play a gospel artist who is super fire. He can outflow just about every secular artist that you could ever name. You know what I'm saying? Not everyone that you can name, but he's dumb nice. So because I'm talking about church and the black women, I'm gonna run this song by Lecrae. He's a gospel artist, but he's a very, very fire. He made, outside of the subject matter, couldn't tell from a Jay-Z. He's really that dope. And I'm going to run his music. And I'm also, because I'm talking about black women, and I'm trying to, you know, get into the head of the black women, and I'm trying to big y'all up. You feel me? And we're trying to find y'all and match y'all up with these good men. And we're trying to lift y'all up and be positive and help y'all out. I'm going to debut a new song I got called Queens for the first time. Now, most people haven't heard this song. Okay, it's a song that I'm going to actually be releasing on a wider scale. But I love my K100 army and followers. So, of course, any song that I do before I give it to the world, I, of course, always play the song on K100 first. So, like I said, first song I'm going to run is by an artist named Detroit. He's a gospel artist. And right after that, I'm going to run my new song called Queens. And it's a big up and a shout out. You feel me? To all black women. And then I'm going to come back on the line, and I'm going to finish taking the rest of the call. So don't hang up, all right, man? K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum.
Let's go.
Don't waste your life, man. I know a lot of people that are scared they gon' die. Couple of them thinking they'll be living in the sky. While I'm here living, man, I gotta ask why. What am I here for? I gotta figure out. Waste my life, no, I gotta make it count. If Christ is real, then what am I gonna do about? Everything in Luke 12, 15, out of 21, you really gotta go and check it out. Paul said if Christ ain't resurrected, we wasted our lives. But that implies that our life built around Jesus being alive. Yeah, they gonna be trying to show the world why. Christ is more than everything you'll ever try. Better than pretty women, instead of the living, to get a minute of any women, a minute you and mine. It ain't no lie, we created for. He made us for. Alexa said he saved us for. Jesus comes and he breaks us for. Magnify the Father. My Father was something lesser. He made us so we could bless him. Blessed in the world we confess him. Resurrect him. So I know I got life. Matter of fact, better man, I know I got Christ. You don't see his ways in my days and my nights. You can hit my brakes. You can stop my life. Man, I lost my right. Lost my life. Forget the money cause it's all that ice. The cost is Christ. They can never offer me anything else better than the cost that Christ.
The devil just can't hang with us. Christian youth, let me stand with us. Living it, driven, giving a vision, fulfilling the commission he has. banged up. London to Los Angeles, the rap evangelist, my daddy wouldn't abandon us.
I got a backpack full of shots and I keep it on the next.
So are you ready to gamble down? So let's go. Give me the word and let's go. Persecution, let's go. Jim Delasia, let's go. Across the nation, let's go. Procrastination, let's go. Hung on the cross in the cold. Down for the young and the old. Can't say get ever know. Heaven knows how many souls are going to hell and to heaven, so we gotta go in together.
You trying to figure out what to do with your life. You make a lot of money, hope you're doing it right. Because the money is God, you better see what it right and stay focused. You ain't got no ride, your life ain't wrapped up in what you drive. The clothes you wear, the job you work, the color you're skin, now you're Christian first. People get to living for a job, make a little money, start living for a car. Get them a wife, a house, kids, and a dog. When they retire, they're living high on the hall. But guess what, they didn't ever really live it all. To live is Christ, and that's Paul, I recall. To die is gain, but for Christ we give it all. He's a treasure you can never find in them all.
Just see your money, your single, new parents, talent, your time. They would only need you to show the world. That Christ is divine. That's why it's Christ in my rhyme. That's why it's Christ all the time. See, my whole world is built around him. He's the life in my life. I refuse to waste my life. He's too true to chase that ice. Here's my gift of time, cause I'm constantly trying to be used to praise the Christ. If he truly raised your life, then this news should change your life. If I can break, you can put your faith in a place that rules your days and nights. Yes.
For a wife tonight, you dig? This is a shout out and a big up to all my beautiful black women out here in the world. Let's go, baby, it's for you.
Let me see your hands, let me see you dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Let me see your hands, let me see you dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. You say I'm showing perfect, whatever shade it be. I understand you been talking some things that may lead. They swag attack at you, but they think they can pull it off. All the collagen in these models, and it's still long. You understand my struggle better than they ever could. You make me want to cuddle, damn, you smell hella good. Look at your history, you prove that you the toughest ever. I recognize that she hot, but baby, you just better. And I ain't really make this to shake your ass too. It's to pay homage for doing what you had to. I put you on a pedestal, it's us against the world. If you was like this, my mama or my baby girl. Clap your hands and two-step, the rhythm to you. They got songs that tear you down, but here's one to mention. I'll never get rich, you didn't switch it up. Knowing damn well when I was broke, you was good enough. Yeah, a king need a queen on the side. This is for my sisters that don't lie. No matter what your color, background or size. Together we a team that beam and just shine. So let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up. Not about your pants. Let me see your hands. Let me see you dance. I'm here to talk you up. Not about your pants. Yeah. Whatever your profession, I ain't strengthening. Even if hate is your section, recognize your blessings. All up in your essence, and I ain't talking magazines. Cause half of them don't understand the beauty of a queen. And you can weave it out of gold natural. It don't even matter, I just wanna see you crack a smile. So rock with me, baby, get your party on. And I ain't even gotta call your hoe to make a party song. Jam out, you held it down when your man was out. Head beats locked up, long shift you the house.
That's right.
You deserve a little something to make you feel good. Cause most of these are the vibe up in the real.
Never.
Statistically, you should be living in misery.
Uh-huh.
But somehow you came out on top, so we was meant to be.
This
for the women that can make it on their own.
Right.
Never let no one own you or dethrone you. Queen, a king need a queen on the side.
Hey.
For my sisters that don't lie.
Hey.
No matter what your color, background or size.
Hey.
Together we a team that beam and just shine.
Hey.
So let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Yeah.
Shout out to the baby mama that ain't using their kids to keep up the drama.
Okay.
1,000 women putting money on his book. That's a man, she don't care if he a damn crook. Two times a big mama in the kitchen cooking. All respect in the world, baby, that's good looking. Mad love of black women all around the globe. This is wisdom, I just felt the need to let you know. A king need a queen on his side. This is for my sisters that don't ride. No matter what your color, background or size. Together we a team, that beam is just shine. So let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up. Not about your pants. Let me see your hands. Let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up. Not about your pants. Yeah.
Right. Hey, 100, get in there, radio. You did. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for everybody that stands out and enjoys some of their great music. You understand what I'm saying? That was, of course, the homie Lecrae. He's a gospel artist. And then, of course, me, myself, Blizzum, with the new joint I got coming up soon that I'm going to release for all my beautiful black women called Queens. I debuted it here live on K100 first, like I always do when I drop a new song. I debuted a couple of them here, like Wild Gray and a couple other joints that I did. And I want to thank everybody who stayed around and listened to the music. Welcome everybody who's tuning in. K100 Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. Hit the number one. If you're on the line, if you want to holler at me and you haven't hollered at me yet, we're talking about episode 73. Does the black church keep black women single? Okay? It's a big question. It's the question of the day. All right? Now I'm going to go to the phone lines and hit up the people who haven't talked to me yet. All right? I see the homie on the line, Mr. Stallworthy.
What's going on, man?
What's popping with you, man? What's going on?
Not much, man. I've been listening to the show while I was at work. I finally got a break to come out here and, you know, call in and see what's up with you. You know, it's a, I just feel like, well, first of all, I want to say, as I could, like, recollect, back in the day, it was a lot of households where the men didn't go to church for whatever reason. You know, they didn't necessarily mean that, you know, they didn't have a relationship with God. They just didn't go. And those households operated fine, you know. Them people still married, you know, 30 years, 40 years, whatever. And I think when women go into the church, man, they like guinea pigs, especially if they got their motives wrong and they ain't going in there for the right thing. And I wouldn't say the black church is totally to blame, but once they get in there, they get sucked in, and that's when the church get in and start, you know, I guess distorting their views, and I guess you could kind of say it's like they get to feel like a little cult or something, you know. They get their direction kind of off base or whatever, off track, and that pushes black men away, man.
All right, now I will say I do remember, like, back in the day, it would be like back in the day, man, you know, the old granddaddy, whoever. He'd go to church every now and again, but he'd be at the house chilling, whatever, while grandmama go to church on Sunday, and then they'd come back and be like, oh, you old heathen, you know what I'm saying, you feel me, like, why you go to church, you know what I'm saying, you feel me, the whole Stephanie son bit, I dig, I feel what you're saying, I hear what you're saying. My thing is, this show isn't about trying to put a whole bunch of blame on the black church at all, but there is I don't even know if the word blame, is the right necessary word, because at the end of the day, you go to church for one thing. Now, what you're supposed to go to church for one thing. Now, what you go for is really an individual flaw at the end of the day. I want to make sure that I give that. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure I reiterate to everybody that if you are going to church, looking at how good pastor look, the gossip about such, blah, 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 and all this. Listen, man, that's a flaw on you as a person. It may not necessarily be that you're in a bad church. You could just be one of them type of people. Okay?
Exactly.
And I dig that. I get that. I understand that about everybody listening to the show. Dig that. I understand and I get that. Okay? What I'm saying is there are a chunk of black women that will not date a chunk of black men, because that chunk of black men are not churchgoers, I can understand not dealing with somebody who don't believe in God, because an atheist and a Christian can't live in the same household. You feel me? It don't work like that, all right? Just like I don't feel like if you're a Jehovah's Witness and I'm a Muslim, we're going to work out. We both believe in God, but we ain't rocking with the same path regardless. So that's not even going to work. I'm talking about the women who say if a guy isn't all in with the church, because you can. And my whole problem is I have a problem with anybody who judges anybody's spiritual level of spirituality based on how much they go to church. You feel me? I have a real issue with that because I believe in God and I don't go to church. I've been to church enough for a whole lifetime because I'm a preacher's kid, okay? I went to church 3-4 times a week sometimes, all right?
I play drums,
playing drums, everything. Okay, I used to go to church all the time. You feel me? And that has no bearing on what kind of person I grew up to be right now, okay? And because I don't go every Sunday now does not make me a bad person. I go to work every day. I don't beat women. You feel me? I don't disrespect anybody unless they disrespect me first. I take care of my kids. I ain't 30-something years old living with mom. I got my own. I'm doing my thing. I'm owning a radio station, a label, and I got a job. Okay? If I'm a bad kind of guy because I don't go to church every Sunday, well then, you already know how I feel about that. I won't actually unleash the beast because of this episode, but you know what I mean when I go, right, everybody who listens to the show, see yourself.
You know, hey, I'm not, Bill,
I'm
you not know,
see that.
You know what I find interesting, though? Sorry about it. I'm outside and stuff. You know, it's all loud. But what I find interesting is I meet a lot of black women that I'm more pushed toward black women now that don't go to church and, you know, but believe in God. And I find that they have a better walk with God than the ones that be in the church.
I will contend that. Actually, you might be right. I know a couple of them just like that, bro, who don't go to church all the time. But they more spiritual and do less craziness than some of the ones that do go. And actually are less. I don't know if the word is nag, you know, but they're a little bit more laid back, a little less wound up type, I guess.
Right. And that's something I've been actually just been considering, you know. Maybe I should, you know, try to lean toward, you know, talking to more women that, you know, got their spirituality all right, you know, in God. But don't actually, you know, go to church every Sunday or either at all, you know. It's just, but black women don't, I ain't going to say all black women or whatever. I ain't trying to bash no women or nothing. But I don't think they realize what they're doing to themselves to cause the men not to be around.
Right.
You know, I don't think they realize that they're actually pushing us away.
A group of men, yes. And actually, I don't think that, I think that is more what the article was alluding to. I think the article really, because if you read if you have to read the article, I wanted everybody, did you read the article?
That's a great article, man. I read it.
So what I'm saying, when I first read it, you know what I'm saying, I didn't gather it was bashing the church. It was a real intelligent conversation. I like the fact that they had professionals that are doing their crap. They had relationship advice experts and, you know what I'm saying, advocates for African-American issues, you know, which the demise and the breakdown of the black family is definitely an issue. Very
right.
much so. You feel what I'm saying? And so I think that in reading the article and listening to it, you feel what I'm saying, I don't think he was trying to really just discourage black women from making that a requirement, you feel me, of their men.
Right.
I just actually think that it was saying, listen, make that a part of it, but don't make it such a very, very, very as important as I think a lot of black women tend to put it. You feel me? A lot of black women tend to put that way, way, way high up. It needs to be, it's important, but how important really is it when it comes to finding a mate? Per se. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's what I think the article actually was questioning. And like I said, I'm not bashing the church. We have far more social problems in this country that can be attributed to the demise of the family or the black family and why we have a high rate of single black women. I mean, amongst other things, we got a lot more single mamas, single women with kids. We all know guys are less likely to date a woman with kids because they don't want to take on that financial burden and responsibility. That comes with the territory. You feel me? And you can't really say the black church is the cause because the black church tells you to keep your legs closed till you're married. So if you really all that in the church, pay attention to your body.
That's what some churches tell you, but behind closed doors, they might be telling you to open them up, you know.
Listen. The church tells us to not have sex before we get married, but we have an inordinate amount of single black mothers. I can't have this show and literally sit here and try to put so much on the black church when the black church tells women not to have sex till they get married, and the reason why a lot of women are still single because they got two or three baby daddies. Okay.
Exactly.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I told you when I started this conversation and before I started the show, I know a lot of y'all are just tuning in now. Well, everybody listening to my podcast had to listen to it from the beginning. Hope you didn't fast forward, and hopefully you go back and listen to the beginning of the show. But I specifically said I am not here to bash the black church, because if anything, it does help more than it hurts. It was just a question that I felt was a valid question to raise, but I don't necessarily want to put that. I don't even want to use the word blame when I have this particular conversation. I just said I'm just bringing it up as a possible something to think about. You feel me?
Right.
All right? Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate you calling in. What you think about the music, man?
Oh, yeah. That was hot, Blue.
Yeah. The dude Lecrae be snapping, huh?
Yeah. I've heard some of his stuff before.
What you think about the dude, what you think about that song, Queen?
Hey, that's a good song. That's a good song. You did your thing on that.
Yeah. I gotta finish it. It's not even really mastered or nothing, but you know, I go ahead and leak it to the K100 family. I'll leak it to y'all. I won't put it on the internet yet, but I'll leak it to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'll leak it to the K100 family first. All right, man.
I still don't understand why you ain't got no deal yet, but more about them. You know about them politics than I do, so.
yes, I do. And you, like you said, the politics is why one thing about it. I thank God, yes, people, I thank God for the internet. God for this science right here. Because if it wasn't for that, you people wouldn't be hearing me now or be exposed to any of the great music that we play on the show. And that's just out here right now.
I'm going to say that, Blue. The reason I respect you and your music, because you serious about your craft. If everything else fall to hell, you still serious and true to your craft. So that alone, you get my respect.
Well, I appreciate it, bro. All right, let me go ahead and ask somebody else. I got somebody else on the line, all right?
All right, man. Be easy.
All right. All right, 706 raised their hand again, but I'm going to go to Shay's line first because she was up deck. And then I hit the 706 again. All right, Shay.
Okay, Dad. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Shay.
Hey, what's up, boo?
What's popping?
Hello. Hey.
I'm here. What's popping?
Hey, ain't nothing. I was talking to my dad.
So you want to chime in? Because I'm riding down 13 minutes, and then I'm going to go back.
Yeah, actually, I do. But I was
go ahead.
I don't feel like the black churches are responsible for why the black women are single. I think it's the black women need to be held a little bit more accountable. We're responsible for our own selves being single. Because, the church is itself, you have to have the church with you. You don't supposed to go to church looking for a man, go to church trying to get anything other than to help your soul salvation, so to speak. In terms of what they're looking for in a man, you got to first look inside yourself and see what kind of person you are. You can find a God-fearing man just because he's not in church doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, he's not a God-fearing man. You know, they're looking down on men just sitting in the bars or whatever, but at some point, before you got to be the point where you were, where you had your strong relationship with God, you might have been right there yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like you got to be a little bit more open-minded, too. I mean, you know, everybody's wanting this perfect man to have this perfect life, but we're not perfect. God's working on all of us in our own ways. So he may possess certain qualities that maybe you don't necessarily have right now, you know, and it's like each one brings a little something different to the table. I agree with your previous caller about when he broke it down about being equally yoked. That is so true. You know, if you know you're not all the way there, you're not all the way safe, same side yourself, why are you going out looking for somebody else that's like that? If that's the case, then why would God want him to be with you?
Right, because you're not all the way perfect. You go to church every now and again, but you still club, curse, and fornicate. Why are you looking for Mr. Perfect who doesn't?
Exactly.
Who does that?
And, you know, and on that, too, you know, I don't go to church right now, you know, not regularly for various different reasons. But, you know, when I did, yeah, I was that person that was in church on Sunday and Saturday night. I was out clubbing, drinking, fornicating, everything else. And then come Sunday morning, I see the same people, my peers, that was right out there sitting at the bar right next to me on Sunday. Okay, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right.
Not right. That's why I don't go to church. Listen, everybody pay attention to me. The reason why, for those of you who know me or those of you who don't know me, how you doing? My name is Blizzum. My government name is Sour Blue. I'm from Panama City, Florida. All right? Got a lot of stuff going on. I'm a real nice person, real personable, fairly intelligent, fairly got a good sense of humor. You know what I'm saying? I'm a well-rounded person. I've traveled the world. All right? Listen to me. I don't go to church because, to me, it doesn't mean that I don't believe in God or anything like that. I don't go to church because chances are I probably was, like, wasted on Saturday night, okay? I probably was wasted Saturday night. I probably went out to the club and got wasted. And if your chances, I probably fornicated on Friday. Listen, my point is, I'm not finna sit up in here and go to church every Sunday knowing that I'm going to do the same thing Monday through Saturday that I did last Monday through Saturday. To me, it makes absolutely no sense, and it's retarded. And it's playing with God. I have an issue with people who do that. Not just me. You might do it, and you might not see any problem with it. You might say people who, I've had a whole show. I did a whole show. Listen, if it's your first time listening to my show, please go to my show site, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, and find, I can't remember the episode right now, but I have an episode. The name of the show is, And Let the Saints Say, Bartender Another Round. And I address the whole issue of people who sin all week and go to church on Sunday. To me, I know that you're supposed to, we already had this show for everybody hitting number one. This is not the platform, but I'm finna sit here and debate with you about that. I had that show. I'll do another one if you want me to. But I had that show already about people who do that and why I don't do it. And it's a great reason why I don't go to church. That being said, I know that I'm not a bad person. I know that when I decide to actually marry and settle down and do all that, but I will in fact make a good husband, a good provider, and all that right there. Whether I go to church or not on Sunday or every now and again. And I'm not an atheist. For those of y'all who listened to my show or listened to last night's episode, okay, that's not what I am. All right, I have a scientific mind. Yes, I believe in evolution and aliens. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm an atheist. Okay, that's a whole other show. That was last night's show. Go back and listen to that one. Welcome to K100. We talk about a lot of different stuff, all right? The point is, that's why I have a problem with people who even have that standard, the same one. I know women who go out and party and do all kind of stuff, drink, have, you know, and yes, baby, that daiquiri that you drinking with your homegirl at Applebee's still constitutes you drinking liquor, but yet still, you want a man who's on this certain level and has this certain kind of relationship with the church and Christ, and that you don't even have. Where do they do that? Where do they make the people who go out and party all night Saturday didn't go to church on Sunday? Why do you do that? To me, that's a little bit asinine, and I don't do it. All right? I don't do it. That's why I don't go to church. That has a lot to do with why I don't go to church. Because I actually feel like people like that, if you're a believer, I believe people that do that are actually bound for hell quicker than me. To me, it's kind of like playing both sides of the fence, which I have no interest in doing. I am what I am right now. And they don't believe I don't believe in God. And there's a lot of other men out here that believe that may feel the same way. A lot of other men that might not want to give their good hard-earned tithes to a millionaire with a Learjet asking for their W-2s. Maybe it's the church you go to. I'm going to tell you right now. If you invite me to your church and you're a black woman and you go to a mega church, I'm not coming. And I know a whole bunch of black men, good black men, who ain't coming either. It has nothing to do with how much we love God or how much we believe, baby. I can tell you that. I can testify to that. I got a couple friends who say the same thing. We're not going to do it. All right? So read the article. All right? If you don't know where the article's at, go to my show page. I got a link posted up. If you go to CNN.com and type in Black Church Keep Black Women Single, you can find the article. It's a great article. It's not bashing the black church. My show is not bashing the black church. It's not what I'm here to do tonight on K100 Internet Radio. I'm here to have a frank discussion about it. All right? Not here to bash anybody. Alright? It's not what I'm here to do. Okay. Now, Shay, well, I got one other person, Shay, so I'm going to go to this other person that's on the line, all right?
Okay.
All right. Say this was one of my callers that hit me up earlier. I'm going to go ahead and open their line back up. 706, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Go ahead, call. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. It was me who called earlier. I guess your show is almost finishing. But the whole thing, I read the article more while I was listening to the show, and the title altogether is kind of, for me, kind of strange. It says, does the black church keep, what, black women single?
Yes, it does.
It's kind of funny to me.
Yeah,
that's what it says. That's a popular opinion with a lot of people. And it's not something so strange even, because Jesus was the type of person who he said, I'm the truth. So every time he saw a lie, he spoke against it. They say he rebuked it. So you had back then, you had Pharisees and Sadducees. Now, if you read the Gospels, you know who those type of people represent. They represent the type of people who do go to church and then don't live how they're supposed to live. And these type of people, Jesus has something to say about them too. But when you speak about the church, as a lot of people said before me, it's not about people. The church was a building of God. He created the church. It's not a building you go to. It's actually the people, like, you know, other people said and everything. But my point is, what we were saying earlier is, you have hypocrites. You have self-righteous people, and then you have righteous people who do it the right way. Self-righteous people are people who do things according to how they think they should be done than the way God said you should do them. And we see all these kind of people, you know, all the time. Go to church, don't live like they're supposed to. And then you have righteous people. Now, the righteous people are not people who had to do anything to become righteous, as a matter of fact, even though that's not popular opinion amongst most, you know, self-righteous people. They think you got to do something. You got to prove that you're a Christian. You got to carry your Bible everywhere you go, like somebody said, or you got to wear a certain type of clothes, or you got to associate with a certain type of people. But these are the type of people who killed Jesus Christ for eating with sinners.
Right.
Because they were self-righteous. But Jesus Christ, the whole point of him coming and dying and so forth and so on is so that we wouldn't have to be work to be righteous, because he was righteous enough to be the sacrifice for all of our unrighteous deeds. So Christianity is not about what you do. It's about what Jesus Christ did already. And that's where you get all the commotion about, well, the church, this church, that. And there's a scripture that I was looking up. It's about the church, really. And it says, I want to get it for you because I had to write it down because I can't remember scriptures like that. Okay. Well, I think I lost it. But it says something about there is neither, and this is talking about the church. In the church, there's neither Greek nor Jew. There's neither bond nor free. And there's neither male nor female. But we are all one through Christ Jesus. So the church is not about denomination. It's not about race. It's not about color. The church of God, the true church, I have to say that, is a body that's righteous through Jesus Christ. So that's really what Christianity is about. But then you got the person who's proud and arrogant, and then you got the person who doesn't like the pride and arrogant type of person. And you don't like that, and I don't like that. I never will, never have. So I just think that the whole title is just puzzling, that the black church, when the church through church has no color creed.
Exactly. Now I see what you were building up to. Right. You in fact are right, my brother. Now, I appreciate you calling me. I got to end my show. Thank you for that call. That was very enlightening, all right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now, he came, he ended the show perfectly. I like that. I give him one more round of applause for ending the show as such, okay? Because he's absolutely right. The article says, does the black church keep black women single? Well, then again, like he said, there is no black or white church. There is only the church, the body of Christ. All right? Aha. So that in itself is a reason for you to basically, if you really are a believer or a reader or a studier of the Christian faith, then you can go ahead and dismiss this whole episode and that article. But I will contend. I will contend before I get off of the air that, in fact, we do have a quote-unquote black, sort of black church. Because we are imperfect people, we've turned the church into something that it's not supposed to be. So we do actually have a breakdown of it. You know what I'm saying? But essentially, he is right. But I will say that to all my sisters and to everybody listening to the show, once again, thanks for tuning in to this fairly serious episode of K100 Internet Radio. We air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. The number to dial in is 347-934-0966. We're on iTunes as a podcast. We're on MySpace, K100 Radio, and we're also on Facebook. Look us up. Friend us. Like our page. Download and subscribe to our podcast. We talk about some crazy and zany stuff, and we also talk about some real stuff, all right? I will end the show with saying, sisters, look for the man. Look into the man, okay? The complete man. As a whole. As a whole, all right? I'm out, man. K100 Internet Radio. This is Blizzard. Holla at y'all.